This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 41.
В эфире 41 урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы продолжим беседу по теме «Внешность». Вы научитесь описывать физические данные пожилых людей. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Clinic.
Поликлиника.
Food.
Пища, еда, продукты.
Influenza. Flu.
Грипп. Инфлюенса.
Leg.
Нога.
Mathematics.
Математика.
Patient.
Пациент, больной.
Photography.
Фотография.
Problem.
Проблема.
Shots.
Прививки, уколы.
Broken.
Сломанный.
Busy.
Занятой.
Healthy.
Здоровый.
Helpful.
Полезный.
Old.
Старый.
Poor.
Бедный.
Sick.
Больной.
Smart.
Умный, толковый, сообразительный.
Strong.
Сильный, крепкий. Добротный. О материале.
Tired.
Усталый.
Well.
Здоровый.
Young.
Молодой.
Weak.
Слабый.
Break. Broke.
Ломать. Сломал.
Hard.
Трудно. Тяжело. Твердо.
Mostly.
Главным образом. Мартин Лернер посещает поликлинику для пожилых людей. Он заходит к одному из врачей и беседует с ним. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Good afternoon. I'm Martin Lerner. Are you Dr. Haroon?
Yes. Hello. We've met.
Have we?
We met last year.
Where?
At the hospital. I worked at the hospital last year.
Do you work there now?
No, I work here at the clinic. Sometimes I have patients at the hospital.
Who are your patients at the clinic?
Many are old people. Many are poor, too.
Do you like old people?
Yes, I do. They're interesting. I like children, too, but I learn many things from old people. Can you see that old man near the door?
Yes. He has an interesting face.
He has an interesting life.
How old is he?
He's about 80 years old. He was a photographer. He lived in Europe for 60 years.
Is he an American?
Yes, he went to Europe to study.
Did he study photography?
He was young. First he studied painting, then he studied photography.
He's handsome.
Yes, he is. He's strong, too. He's not sick. He broke his leg.
Is his leg broken now?
No, he broke it last year.
He looks like my grandfather. He's tall and straight. His hair is gray. His face is thin.
His leg is a problem. He can't move it very well. He's very slow. He can't walk very well.
How many people come to the clinic?
They can tell you in the office. I don't know. Too many. Look in that room.
I see.
They are waiting to see a doctor.
Are they waiting to see you?
They are waiting to see any doctor. I'm always here in the mornings.
Why are they here?
Some are sick.
They're all old.
This neighborhood is mostly old people. The clinic is near their homes. Do you see that woman near the window?
The one with white hair?
Many old people have white hair. The one in the blue dress.
Yes, I see her.
Послушайте еще раз некоторые определения с определяемыми словами.
Old. Old people. Poor. Poor people. Sick. Sick people. Young. Young man. Handsome. Handsome man. Strong. Strong man. Tall. Tall man. Gray. Gray hair. White. White hair. Interesting. Interesting face. Thin. Thin face.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз вопросы и ответы о пожилых людях, своих родных, друзей и знакомых.
Is your friend young or old? Is your friend young or old? Is she sick? Is she sick? Is her hair gray? Is her hair gray? What color is her hair? What color is her hair? Is it curly or straight? Is it curly or straight? Is it long or short? Is it long or short? Are her eyes blue or brown? Are her eyes blue or brown? What color are her eyes? What color are her eyes? Is she smart? Is she smart? What does she look like? What does she look like?
My friend is old. My friend is old, but she is not sick. But she is not sick. Her hair is not gray. Her hair is not gray. It is blonde and straight. It is blonde and straight. She has short hair. She has short hair. Her eyes are blue. Her eyes are blue. She is very smart. She is very smart. Her face is round. Her face is round. She is not very tall, but not short either. She is not very tall, but not short either. She is very kind and helpful. She is very kind and helpful.
Давайте теперь попробуем описать пожилую женщину, употребляя определительные слова, которые мы выучили. Ответьте на вопросы Мартина о какой-нибудь своей знакомой.
Is she young or old?
Говорите смелее. She is old.
What color is her hair?
Отвечайте живее. Her hair is gray.
Is her face thin or round?
Her face is thin.
That woman has a pretty face.
Is she sick?
She's not sick now. She was sick. She's very weak.
She looks happy.
Yes, she's getting well, but she's not strong.
Does she live near the clinic?
I think so. She works very hard.
What does she do?
She helps other old people. She takes them food. She brings them to the clinic. She visits them.
Wonderful.
She's a wonderful person.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире наша программа «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Со мной в студии наши сотрудники Барбара Марков и Пол Карни. Во второй части урока мы продолжим беседу о физических данных пожилых людей. Мартин Лернер по-прежнему находится в клинике, пациентами которой являются главным образом пожилые люди. Он беседует с одним из врачей и некоторыми больными.
May I talk to some people?
Yes, come with me. Good morning, Mrs. Ely.
Who is he?
This is Martin Lerner.
Is he a doctor?
No, he isn't. He's a reporter.
What does he want?
I want to ask some questions. May I?
Pardon?
May I ask some questions?
Why?
I want to ask about the people in this clinic.
They're old and sick.
Are they all sick?
No, They're all old.
Are you sick?
No, but I'm old.
How old are you?
I'm not going to say.
I'm sorry.
I'm more than 70.
You look like my grandmother.
Do you like your grandmother?
Of course. I love my grandmother.
What does she look like?
She's beautiful. She's tall.
Does she have gray hair?
Her hair is brown.
My hair is gray. It was brown.
Mrs. Ely comes here with her brother.
You're not sick.
No, I'm not sick. I'm healthy and strong.
That's right. Excuse me, I'm going to see my patients.
I like the doctor. He's very nice. He's handsome, too.
Where is your brother?
He's outside. Come here. Do you see that man with the newspaper?
Yes.
That's my brother.
He's very handsome.
He's very smart, too. He was a teacher.
What did he teach?
He was a mathematics teacher. Do you want to talk to my brother?
May I? Your sister is very interesting, Mr. Riggins.
Call me Rex. She likes to talk. She said I was smart.
Yes, she did.
She always tells people I was a teacher, a mathematics teacher.
You're not sick?
No, no. We come here for our shots.
Shots? What shots?
For flu. You know, influenza. Influenza shots. We don't want that. Do you like Dr. Haroon?
We just met. I don't know him.
I like him. He's been here for 10 months. He's very kind and helpful.
Послушайте еще раз некоторые новые определительные слова из этого урока.
Beautiful, beautiful grandmother. Healthy, healthy woman. Strong, strong woman. Nice, nice doctor. Kind, kind doctor. Helpful, helpful doctor. Smart, smart brother.
Давайте потренируемся. Слушайте и повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Gray. Gray. Gray hair. Gray hair.
Blue. Blue. Blue eyes. Blue eyes.
Round. Round. Round face. Round face.
Strong. Strong. Strong man. Strong man.
Sick. Sick. Sick woman. Sick woman.
Smart. Smart. Smart friend. Smart friend.
Helpful. Helpful. Helpful doctor. Helpful doctor.
Kind. Kind. Kind sister. Kind sister.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful person. Wonderful person.
Healthy. Healthy. Healthy man. Healthy man.
Handsome. Handsome. Handsome man. Handsome man.
Pretty. Pretty. Pretty face. Pretty face.
Long and curly. Long and curly. Long and curly hair. Long and curly hair.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful sister. Beautiful sister.
Happy. Happy. Happy person. Happy person.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting face. Interesting face.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина и опишите своего знакомого, пожилого человека.
Is that man tall or short?
Отвечайте поскорее. He is tall.
Is that woman thin or fat?
Смелее. She is fat.
Is that man strong or weak?
Живее, пожалуйста. He is weak.
Is that woman kind or not kind?
She's kind.
Hello again. How are you, Rex?
I'm fine. I'm tired, but I'm fine.
Thanks for your time, Rex.
That's okay. I like talking to you. My sister and I like talking.
Tell your sister thank you.
Sure. Goodbye.
And thank you, Dr. Haroon. I know you're very busy.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Поликлиника.
Clinic. Clinic.
Пища, еда, продукты.
Food. Food.
Инфлюенса, грипп.
Influenza, flu. Influenza, flu.
Прилагательные, сломанный.
Broken, broken.
Занятой.
Busy, busy.
Здоровый.
Healthy, healthy.
Полезный.
Helpful, helpful.
Старый.
Old, old.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.